From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
So did you have fun last week back home?
It was very good. You know, I spoke at this camp, and I didn't tell you, they had a ping pong challenge there. Huh. Anyone who took me on and could beat me, the person who ran the camp would donate $100 to charity.
Anybody beat you?
And I'm happy to report he didn't owe anyone a cent.
Oh, that's good. You're getting good. I swear, Olympics 2008, you are there, right, on the American team. That would be swell. Well, you left us with a challenge that had people doing mental athletics to come up with an answer. Could you tell us what it was, please?
Yes, I said name a famous person whose first and last names both end in the letters I-N. And I said as a hint, I'll tell you that the first and last names contain the same number of letters. Who is it?
Who is it?
Well, I'll tell you, the answer was Benjamin Franklin. A number of people sent in Justin Gatlin, who was the winner of the 100-meter race at the Olympics last Sunday.
Oh.
What an amazing coincidence.
That is
and
an
also,
amazing.
A lot of people sent in the answer Ren 10-10, which has three words ending I-N.
Well, maybe Justin Gatlin will become more and more famous as the years go on and be,
yeah,
you know, a historic figure like Benjamin Franklin. Well, we had over 1,000 listeners who came up with Benjamin Franklin, and our randomly chosen winner, and this is just how random it is, selected from the correct answers is Master Sergeant Stephen DeHaven, and he's stationed in Otterburg, Germany. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Leanne.
What are you doing in Germany?
I work in a communications facility in Germany.
What branch of the military are you in?
I'm in the Air Force.
Have you been playing the puzzle a long time?
I've been playing the puzzle since at least 1997, when my wife and I would drive around and listen to it on Sunday afternoons here in Germany.
Wow. Sounds like you're ready to play.
I am.
All right. Well, Will, meet Steve. Let's play.
All right, Steve, I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence has two blanks. The word that goes in the first blank has four letters. Move the first two letters of this word to the end, and you'll get a new word that goes in the second blank to complete the sentence. For example, if I said, in layman's terms, a light bulb is an ordinary blank that will blank electrons of light, you'd say it's an ordinary item that will emit electrons of light. All right, number one. The gash on the boxer's blank was one blank long.
Chin an inch.
Chin an inch is right. Number two, in old Russia, blank Nicholas II was a great patron of the blank.
Tsar and arts.
Excellent. No matter which Hawaiian blank you visit, friendly residents there will hang blank around your neck.
Isle and lay.
Good job. The rock band was in work blank when it cut a blank for the record producer. This is easier to get from the second half. What would the band cut for a record?
I'm thinking disc.
Mm. Uh-huh. What else? A practice disc would be a what?
A demo. Work
uh-huh.
mode when they cut a demo. Okay.
There you go. The blonde who blank her own hair watched the water blank in her bathroom sink.
Dye and Eddie.
Dyed and Eddie is
dyed
right.
Dyed and Eddie.
Good. In Colette's short visit to France, blank is the blank city on the Rhone she has time to visit.
Ooh, Lyon and... No,
that's
that
it.
Wouldn't be it.
That's it,
yeah.
That's it, Lyon.
Without Lyon and only, okay.
Lyon and only, good. The fire racing through the house may blank the blank over the doorway.
Burn?
No.
No, it wouldn't be burned.
Is arch over the doorway?
Yes, it is.
Char.
It would char the arch. Good. The Peruvian ambassador to former French West Africa flew from blank to blank.
Is the first one Chad?
No.
Capital of Peru?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. From Lima to Mali?
Lima to Mali is right. And here's your last one. When the computer analyst found the last bit of blank he wanted, he shouted, blank.
Data and ta-da.
He shouted ta-da. Good job.
Steve, you're an ace.
Those were tough.
Yes, they were.
It's a lot tougher under pressure than when you're just listening on the radio.
Oh, it always is. And you can always get them in your car, right, when you're listening
yeah.
to the radio.
But well, just for good luck, I'm sitting in my car right now.
Oh. Good for you. Oh, you were fabulous, Steve. And we're going to send you some things for playing our puzzle today. You'll get the weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. All right, Steve, remind us, how do you get to hear Weekend Edition Sunday over there in Germany?
We listen to it on Armed Forces Radio.
All right. Master Sergeant Stephen DeHaven, who's stationed in Otterburg, Germany. Thanks so much for playing our puzzle today.
Thank you, Leanne.
All right, Will, a challenge for everyone to work on during the next week.
Yes, it comes from listener Jeffrey King of Austin, Texas, and it involves a spoonerism. Take the two body parts, neck and toe. If you interchange their initial consonant sounds, you get tech and no, which go together to make techno, which is a form of modern music. Now, name two other parts of the human body, one in four letters and one in eight. Spoonerize them, or interchange their initial consonant sounds, and phonetically you'll get a familiar 11-letter word. What is it? So again, two parts of the human body, one in four letters, the other eight. Interchange their initial consonant sounds, and phonetically you'll get a familiar 11-letter word. What word is it?
All right, good luck. When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Will joined us from New York. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.